Yesterday, my phone was bombarded on WhatsApp with a voice note that was doing the rounds. And the voice note is terrifying. It put an absolute chill into my stomach and speaks of children being stolen, and even went on to say and name three areas where these potential gangs are operating from in KZN. I'm not sure whether or not you received it, but this is how it went.
Please do me a favor, honey. I just sat in a very terrible meeting today with Correctional Service, SAP Metro, all major stakeholders concerning abductions and stuff with the children. Please take your baby's picture down from your WhatsApp and your Facebook, because that's how they're identifying and tracking the children down. And that's how they're using them, because people are picking up on your photos and they bidding on the children and the highest bidder, and then they go after, and that's how they're starting to kidnap the children. There's three teams that are already going out. There's one in the Sydenham area, in the Newlands, and in the Pinetown, Kloof, that way, that area. So please take your baby's picture off.
We joined on the phone by Thora Mansfield, who is the founder and director of the Open Door Crisis Center and recently spoke at the Global Day of Trafficking hosted by the United Nations. Welcome to East Coast Radio, my love.
Welcome. Thank you so much for being able to share maybe for a brief time the different myths that are going around and the shocking information that's being put out there.
Okay, so obviously first question is, can you confirm if this is actually based on anything?
No, it was absolute garbage. And that's what we really are concerned about, the false stuff that's going out. It was a hoax, and of course, because it went viral, and I think that's caused a panic. I've had at least 5 calls a day to ask us to come in and clarify the different myths about human trafficking and child trafficking.
Yeah, well, it's hectic. I mean, I was getting this message sent from people across the country,
and yes.
When I first heard it, I thought, this is fake. And then I thought, this is dangerous, because if this was true, I'm missing something big here. But I'm so used to getting the fake protests, and I'm so used to getting the fake water. You know, there's going to be a flood tomorrow, and everybody must not go to work, and you must not go to school. And it seems like there seems to be an increase of these hoaxes, in particular on WhatsApp.
Absolutely. And I think that we need to look at the media, one. And I'm just citing a case where they said 30,000 children were exploited every year, and by the time we did these statistics on that, it turned out that a million children were being trafficked or missing a month, which is absolute, once again. I have to use the garbage, because that's exactly what it is, but it is causing great concern that the wrong information is getting out there.
I mean, Thora, there is good that comes out of this, right? Because for me, when I first heard this, I went home and I sat all my children down at the table, and I was like, right, we need to talk about this again. And we revisited the topic of having a family safe word. So, I mean, not all is doom and gloom when it comes to these kind of things, right?
No, I agree with you, but I think that it's got to start off of what is an understanding of what human trafficking is. And to be identified as trafficking, it must have the following elements, which was stipulated in the Trafficking Persons Act. It's got to be holistic, and it's got to be comprehensible. And so modern-day slavery involves force, fraud, coercion, and some types of labor or commercial sex act. So if we're talking about child trafficking and we're looking at the statistics and what is going out there, it's not meeting any of these criteria. And I agree with you that we need to start with the children at home. And the first thing is to monitor the Internet and the social user media. Children need to be sat down with their parents and explain what is happening. Schools need to make sure that the children are kept safe within the grounds. I walked past a school the other day, and half the children were out of school, and these would have been first-year learners, which from 6 upwards, that were in the street. So I think it's really, really important that from the school to the home to the education department, all these issues must be dealt with, and children must be kept safe in all those areas.
I can't believe that someone actually sits down and thinks, you know what, we're going to script something and we're going to send it to create panic and hysteria. And then I also need to say that as moms, and I know as a parent, this is fueled by good intention, but just forwarding it and the next person forwarding it, and before you know it, everyone is just forwarding this thing that is just creating chaos.
It is crazy and very, very, very disturbing. Because now this whole panic that's hit, and as I've said earlier, we're getting about 5 calls a day to go into schools to just dispel these myths. But I think that the parents have to have a responsibility. The days when we used to sit down with our children, we're not listening to them anymore. And if we did that, we'd be able to see whether a child is groomed. You know, that somebody just doesn't go up and pick up their child and run away with them. There's generally grooming that takes place. children need to be told what to do when the phone rings at home. Not to say mommy's not here. What happens when they're lost in a mall? Where do they go to? You know, and they need to start monitoring their children's behavior to see if anything is going wrong, if their behavior starts changing. They need to start sitting down with the child. They'll be so busy as moms and parents that it's not possible to always do that. But we need to, if we want to keep our children safe, we need to start monitoring their internet. We need to monitor their activities. We need to know where they are going. So there are many, many ways that we can keep our children safe and without terrifying them. I went to a workshop just the other day, and the program was how to do defense for your for children to stop them being trafficked. I mean, honestly.
Thoreau, we thank you for your valuable insight. Before you go, what does the Open Door Crisis Center do, and how can people get hold of you?
Yeah, we a crisis and trauma center. We deal primarily with child abuse, gender-based violence, and, of course, human trafficking, where we are regarded as one of the lead organizations. I do have a shelter for abused women and victims of trafficking, the first to be accredited in KwaZulu-Natal. And recently we've gained accreditation to be able to house men that have been trafficked for labor. So we are experts in this field. And if anybody wants to contact us, if anybody wants us to do a talk, if anybody wants us to send information on to them, we would recommend that they look at our website, www.opendoor.org.za, or email us or contact us on 031-709-2679.
Fantastic. Thoreau Mansfield, we thank you so much for your valuable time and lots of love to you.
Thank you.
Go well, my
Bye.
Angel.
Bye.
Full details on this chat, the actual voice note that is doing the rounds, all the info you need, ecr.co.za under my show tab, Jane Lindley Thomas.
Jane Lindley Thomas, East Coast Radio.